Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line on this Thursday. I want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Melner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Johnny V's, Pepe's, and Greek's Pizzeria, PlintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Hardesty Landscaping, plus our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, and Slabby's Food and Freedom. I'm Kevin Keith with Wylo News Director Ken Hartman. Joining us in the studio, good to see your smiling face, Karen Crum, with the Purdue Extension Office. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
I know we have a million things to talk about, so we're going to just kind of let you go where you want with this. And
okay.
If we have any questions, we might ask. So
I'm surprised Ken's not chiming in here. After the last time,
we're going to let you have center stage.
Okay, no problem. Well, as you know, we're ramping up for the fair. It's mm-hmm. already July. As we know, it's getting hotter out there, as we discussed. So it is.
That means the fair's right around the corner, right?
That's right. And so we've been working diligently to put this fair together. And so we have pre-fair judging is next week. So, you know, right around the 4th of July holiday. So that starts on the 7th with all of our sewing projects, and then the 8th and 9th are also judging. So pre-fair judging. So today I'm going to be working on printing all those labels. So we've just had deadline after deadline, you know, whether it's imposed by state fair or whether it's a county fair deadline, because we just have to get all those kiddos in the system and all their projects registered. And so we're getting excited for things happening.
I'm going to jump in with one question.
Sure.
Maybe it'll only be one. I don't know. You guys were going to make all these special preparations so you could have a fair. How far along are you guys with that? And if you haven't got it set up yet, when do you think it will be ready to go?
No, we're pretty much ready to go. I mean, yes, we have been planning and in meetings for months now, it seems. And so, yes, We had pretty strict regulations and guidelines from Purdue, and so the governor's back on track plan, you know, things like that. So we thought we would be at stage 5 by the 4th, but the governor announced yesterday 4.5, basically, but he kept saying, hey, fairs and festivals can go on. I'm actually on a call today with Purdue at 11:30 just to get some more guidance, but we sent in a plan. Purdue accepted it, and so, yeah, put those...
I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but,
no, you're fine.
But basically, so you guys are ready to go, and we're going to see a little bit different type of setup than what we've seen in the past.
Sure. So a lot of that, there's going to be a fence kind of dividing. So you're going to have to come in the EMA lot and check in. So everybody's going to have to check in and get registered, and they're going to get a wristband for the day. And so that's going to be the main thing, because we have to keep track of who's coming in on the 4-H side of it. And then and we're probably going to have to keep it under 250 people. But I don't think that's going to be a problem, because that was specifically what we did. We separated out those large animal shows just for that reason. So the shows are separated out. So different kids are showing different animals. And so, yeah. I think we're pretty much ready to go. We've been planning for this.
How are the kids handling this, that they may not be able to show their animals as much as they used to? Are they getting along with that or not?
Oh, they're still going to show their animals.
I mean, but not as much as what they have in the past.
Well, I mean, they're not going to have the fair time and you know, no animals are staying all night and things like that. And a lot of precious memories are made in those barns, right? So we know that. But I think everybody's just grateful, thankful that we're continuing with a fair, because some counties are not. And so, yeah, I haven't heard. And all my judges, you know, I called them. I didn't have one tell me no. And so we are going ahead with this face-to-face fair with restrictions in place. So you might see more, you know, face coverings. You'll definitely see the hand sanitizers out, things like that. So we want people to be comfortable. We're going to do a lot of the disinfecting. So you're going to see a lot of that, but it's just stuff that needs to be done, and we're going to do it so we can have this fair.
How many times you got to disinfect during the day?
It'll be multiple times throughout the day. I think I was talking to Jamie, like every couple hours or something like that. So definitely probably before the shows for sure, after the shows, because we have to clean up after every animal, and then between species for sure.
Okay. The parade, normally you let everybody start to gather down by the library at 1:30. Is that going to be any different this year than in the past or not?
No, I think that's the same. But again, so 4-H isn't really participating in the parade just because, again, I need to kind of keep track of who's registering, you know. But Jamie and the Fair Council, they are continuing with that. And, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a go, and they're going to line up like usual down there by, you know, like you said, the line will go by the library and around by Gilman's there.
Right.
And, 2:00, so it should be a good time.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to wake up over here. No, I'm all right.
Well, gee, I'm sorry I put you to sleep over there.
No. It's been a long couple of days, Ken. Don't be offended by
that. Okay,
all
right.
So Ken's asked all of my questions, so you can go ahead and go. No, I'm just kidding. I find, you mentioned a minute ago that a lot of counties aren't doing a county fair, and I've had a couple people reach out to me and say, wow, we're so happy, you know, mm-hmm. that we're going to be able to do something here. And I think most of them in our immediate area are. So,
yeah,
you know, I know we go over to the Howard County Fair, which is the same week.
Oh, yeah.
And the Carroll County Fair is the same week. You know,
they all
so,
land about the same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I just hope they have the best plans in place that mm-hmm. we do here because
sure.
we're a little closer to it. You know, mm-hmm. we've been talking to Jamie for a while.
You know about how many counties now? I mean, it was 20 who said they were not going to have a fair.
Well, let me clarify.
Okay.
So they're still going to have a fair. It's just going to be virtually.
Okay.
So nobody coming on the fairgrounds. And so with your help, you mm-hmm. know, we're going to live stream all those livestock shows and things like that, too. Mm-hmm. So we definitely want another option. So for those who aren't comfortable, please, by mm-hmm. all means, stay mm-hmm. home. We're going to live stream all those shows. And so that is another option. And so Purdue was like, no, everybody's going to have a fair, whether you do it in person or virtually or both.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. And so we needed that streaming option.
And with the heat coming on, it might be, hey, we're just going to sit back, enjoy the fair and the conditioning, comfort our own air conditioning.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Log
exactly.
on, right?
Yeah.
So we are going to at least be out there for Party Line, Ken, right?
Mm-hmm. Last time I checked.
That's mm-hmm. the plan. I did get that confirmed, so we're looking forward to that. Is there going to be any food out there this year?
Yeah.
Antioch Church, I got it yesterday. Antioch Church will be there.
Yeah.
Which is where we set up for Party Line.
But,
so great.
But it is very reduced hours.
Okay.
It's going to be like 11 to 2 mm-hmm. on the opening day, and then it's 11 to 5 through Thursday, I believe.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I think it was Monday through Thursday, it was 11 to 5, and then on Sunday, it's 11 to 2. Am I right?
Saturday 11 to 2, Monday,
Saturday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday 11 to 5.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. Those are the peak hours, I would say, just about probably.
Yeah.
So they could be there.
And
that's
so
good.
Junior leaders are also going to be running minimal hours, minimal menu.
Now, is that right behind the old announce stand there in the fairgrounds?
Right. It's right between like the cattle barn and the show arena.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah.
And then of course on the fair side of it, they're going to have vendors.
Okay.
But it's going to be minimal too. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have to be enclosed in a trailer and things like that, and they have different regulations for them. But yeah.
I was also wondering about the rides. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure they'll have their own Huseman Amusements will have their own plans in place, you know, to keep things wipe down and sterilized and
sure,
stuff.
Sure,
so.
Sure. And Jamie can get that, I think it's like dichloride oxide or something.
Yeah, he can get the good stuff, right?
And, spray all those down. I mean, he has even like this backpack thing that
he
can blow and spray.
So
he's getting all prepared. So.
Good deal.
Yeah.
You know, when you bring up the amusement side of thing, and I'm not trying to badmouth amusement rides or anything, but is there any concern about the type of people that's usually associated and usually come to amusement parks for things mm-hmm. like that?
Sure. Well, with Huseman, we've had just excellent
they're
service
great.
With
okay.
them, and they're just right out of Atlanta or Tipton. I mean, mm-hmm. they're just real local here too,
okay.
and I think they bring their own mm-hmm. vendors. Mm-hmm. I think they have some of the little like flea market type shops and things like that. So we kind of have a good relationship with them.
Yeah.
And so
And they're one of the few people who are even still doing this thing.
Right, yeah. Right. I mean, yeah. People are excited to come because they're few and far between.
I also read some of the counties that are doing the fair, they are not. They just couldn't get the amusement, you know. And,
right.
And, or not Huseman, but there's a couple others, but they're all scheduled.
There's only like two or three. I think it's still two or three are still even doing it.
In the Midwest here, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I'd like to tackle that right now or not. I appreciate them tackling that.
When are you guys going to open for the day to the public? And then when are you going to try and have them out of there at night?
So the days are condensed. I mean, because we used to have mandatory meetings like 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And that's just not going to be the case. So, but we still start bright and early most days.
Yeah.
Kids can start checking in animals between like 6:30 and 8 o'clock, you know what I mean, in the mornings. But there are events all day long.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Just like the first day, I mean, rabbit check in between 6:30 and 8:45, and then the show starts at 9. We have Horse and Pony also starting. They start at 8. And then we have garden and floriculture and crops, things like that. So there are things going on all day long, model tractor pull, performing arts. So that's just the first day.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But the really big day and big evening for you guys is always Thursday. That's when you have your Supreme Showman and your 10-year.
Well, we switched it on you.
Oh, you
so
did.
So now.
Shame on you for not telling me.
It's Friday.
Okay.
So Friday's a pretty light day. But, yeah, actually, it's just going to be that 10-year 4-H member recognition at 6 p.m. and then the Supreme Showmanship at 7.
Yeah, okay.
So we have a lot of our larger livestock. Like we said, we start on that first Saturday, the 11th, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then by Thursday, the livestock's pretty much done.
But that last day is really a big one for you guys, though.
So Friday's pretty low key, and then Saturday, we have the dog show, we have barbecue contest. And things like that. So,
okay. Karen, anything else we need to know before we let you go? I know we'll be talking to you five times, probably, between now and then.
Just come and enjoy the fair. That's what we want you to do. I mean, you know, we might not have those picnic tables out or things like that, but you can still get that food, that fair food everybody loves, and you can still enjoy those animal shows.
And no charge.
Yeah, boy, we love that.
Especially when it's for parking and all the other stuff.
Right.
It all adds up. Karen, thanks. We'll see you or talk to you on the phone, I'm sure, in the next couple weeks or so.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much.
All right. We'll come back with more Party Line next on Wylo.
It's called Greek's Pizzeria, but it's actually great Italian food in Frankfort, Indiana, right on the square. Greek's Pizzeria even has a delicious gluten-free option on their medium pizzas, as well as amazing pastas and fresh salads, too.
Hello, I'm Heather Wood, General Manager at Greek's Pizzeria of Frankfort. We can now offer limited capacity dine-in options, or you can still place an order for carryout or have it delivered straight to your door. Just call Greek's Pizzeria at 765-601-4269 and let us cook for you.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Patriots unite. Join WILO this Saturday for live coverage of the 4th of July fireworks from TPA Park starting at 8 p.m. Grab your sparklers, cooler, charcoal, and radio because you won't want to miss it. Wampler Services Incorporated, Bruno's Pizzeria in Frankfort, and Kingbird Fireworks along with WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM will be bringing you the best classic hits right to your backyard celebrations. Have no fear, the Freedom Fest doesn't end there. As the skies darken near 10 p.m., WILO will provide the patriotic music as the fireworks at TPA Park are launched, completing your 4th of July celebration. Join us this Saturday, July 4th, WILO live holiday coverage beginning at 8 p.m. with music to enjoy the fireworks around 10. Your 4th of July celebration connection brought to you by Wampler Services Incorporated, Bruno's Pizzeria in Frankfort, Kingbird Fireworks, and your home for classic hits, WILO.
It's a green flag for the Big Machine Hand Sanitizer 400 at the Brickyard this Sunday, July 5th. Simulcast on both WSHW 99.7 and AM 1570, 96.9 FM, WILO. The NASCAR Cup Series is back on track at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway starting at 3 o'clock this Sunday, July 5th. Brought to you by Wampler Services Incorporated, Jerry's Body Shop, Esterman Best One Tire Service, Ellis Jewelers, Ardente Dental, and Encompass Credit Union. The Big Machine Hand Sanitizer 400 at the Brickyard this Sunday, July 5th at 3 o'clock on both 99.7 Shine 99 and AM 1570, 96.9 FM, WILO. Let's go racing.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Welcome back to Wilo's Party Line on this Thursday. I want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Johnny V's, Pepe's, and Greek's Pizzeria, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Hardesty Landscaping, and our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com. Made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, and Slabby's Food and Freedom. I'm Kevin Keith, and Ken Hartman's over there. He's our WILO News Director. Ken, I'm so, I don't want to start talking too much politics this morning because
That's fine with you, right? It's usually fine with me, too.
We
haven't discussed a whole lot of politics while you were gone.
Well, there's been a couple things that kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
But I'm just saying, basically, it's been kind of quiet, and we kind of...
Like it that way?
Kind of enjoyed it, to be honest with you.
No, I feel you on that. I saw, you know, we had a couple weeks ago, I forget Bubba's last name.
Wallace.
Bubba Wallace, the NASCAR driver. There was a report of a noose found in his garage.
Mm-hmm.
And come to find out, it's actually the little... string hole where you pull the door down,
actually it had the scary part is that it had been there for a while.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and which
it's probably been there since it was built, because it's the dang string to pull the door down.
Well,
right?
You never know, but the thing of it is, even though regardless of when it was put there,
mm-hmm,
or ever how it was done,
mm-hmm,
NASCAR officials should have noticed that before it ever got to the point to where it got.
Yes, I do agree with that. And there shouldn't have been this big brouhaha over it.
Well, but the thing of it is, NASCAR not doing its job, it became a big brouhaha.
Exactly. It really caught up with them, and like you said, became something. Now, what really disappointed me, because nobody really knows the full answer until you do a little investigating.
Mm-hmm.
But, if I was the mainstream media, I would come out and admit, we jumped the gun. Okay,
we didn't
do our investigation.
No,
but there should be this celebration that there wasn't some KKK member putting a noose in Bubba Wallace's garage. But instead, it was just move on to the next thing.
When is the last time we celebrated anything?
I just think that would have been a tremendous opportunity for us all to bond.
Nobody thinks about celebrations.
It would have been a good thing to. Whew, luckily, that wasn't a racist thing, you know.
I put it out earlier this week. If you think it's been bad, just wait till this possibility kicks up. There's a guy in the Minneapolis police force,
mm-hmm,
who has a history of getting people off who have been fired, and getting them reinstated.
Okay.
Now. And I think there's been 8 people fired from the Minneapolis Police Department in the last year or two. He's gotten all but 2 of them back.
Wow.
And they have done things that you're just like, you've got to be kidding me. Is he an attorney?
No, he is a lieutenant within the police.
Oh, okay. So and that also, might be a problem.
And also, and he says he thinks he can get all four of these guys' jobs back because, quote, they were not fired with due process, unquote. So now I'm just going to warn you ahead of time.
Sure sounds like an attorney.
Yeah. I'm going to warn you ahead of time. If they get back on, watch out.
You're right on that. I hadn't heard that.
I mean, I've got the story in my office because I've kept it for that reason. I'm just like, this idiot, basically put him in with the other four and just do whatever.
Speaking of idiots, I got in a fight with someone on Facebook last night over, they wanted to do away with every Christopher Columbus statue, Columbus Day and everything. And
I can't go that far yet.
Me neither. I understand maybe the need to talk about some things, but what I've seen the last 2 weeks, makes me ashamed to be an American with other Americans taking down, monuments and stuff. Republican senators considering replacing Columbus Day with Juneteenth as a federal holiday, which is the day that ended slavery and emancipation.
Let me just say this.
I don't like this.
I'm just going to say I'm not going to say one way or the other. One thing I will say, though, if they're really gung-ho on having Juneteenth as a holiday, make it a separate holiday.
Just do it.
Yeah, just make it separate from anything else. Yeah. Don't cancel. Don't replace. Just make it one.
Yeah.
And make it so simple. But here again, I don't know why, you know, people in D.C. and everywhere else have got to think everything to death, and it winds up being a bigger problem than it needs to be. Where the hell, and I'll say hell in this case, did common sense fly out with these people?
Yeah, well, it's this need for political correctness.
You know what? Take political correctness and stick it where the sun don't shine.
I tend to agree with you most of the time. We got to be respectful to each other, but
I'm just like, come
on,
people.
I want you, you know, if I'm showing you respect, you better show it to me.
Right.
I don't know. I have a real hard time with tearing down statues and monuments. And Mississippi flag, is gone from the state capitol. It has part of it as the Confederate emblem. It was removed. They're now going to vote to basically do away with the Confederate portion, which I can accept just a little more, not much, though.
I have no problem with that one at all.
I just think we went this far. It's 2020.
Well, but it's 200 years ago.
Yeah, no, I get that.
And let's face it, let's just put it out there, and if you want to have a reminder, if you have it around for the right reason, I don't mind. You know, to me, the Confederate flag says one thing to me and one thing only. I don't worry about, you know, and I agree with, I know where we're about to come from the history of slavery and everything else. I understand where that's at. But what it ought to be remembered for is for the worst event in our history and the bloodiest and everything else. So how many people died during that event and how stupid we were to have a war between the North and the South.
Over slavery.
Yeah. And what I'm saying is that's what that thing should be standing for, not everything else that they're putting out there.
Yeah.
But I understand why. I really do understand why.
I get it, too. I guess my thought is, you know, we've dealt with it this long, and, you know, here we are in 2020. You know, I saw a couple weeks ago somebody said, you know, it was a white person. They said, I never owned a slave, and you were never a slave.
Right.
So, you know.
But, you know, what I find interesting now is I'm looking, and I just saw this story a couple days ago. You know, every time you see a story on Thomas Jefferson, there's always a picture of a black, you know, black woman with him.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
It was well known. He had.
True. We know.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that why keep bringing it up?
I tend to agree. Bringing it up because.
I mean, yes, it's history. We know it's a part of history. Yeah, it's not a good part of history. We all know that.
Because the Democrats are trying to make Trump look bad this time of
year.
He's
making himself look bad.
He absolutely is.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that's the Democrats trying to throw this out there. And they're stoking the fire. The Democrats are the real racists.
I'm not going to go one way or the other on that. Because, but what I'm saying is that Trump is not leading right now, which is very disturbing.
Yeah.
And I look at it this way. If he isn't going to lead, get the hell out of the White House.
Well, it has kind of went off in a couple different directions over the last couple weeks, that's for sure. And again, I feel like there's people trying to distract him to just get him off his game.
Right.
We got time for a real quick call from Carl Lane. Good morning, friend.
Yes, good morning, Kevin and Ken. You guys are 100% right on what you're saying. And You know, when I watch a lot of shows on TV, and Abraham Lincoln, when the Civil War was over, he asked the band to play Dixie because he said that was one of his favorite songs, you know, to play Dixie. But I just wish the people would stand up, and I know what's happened to black people is wrong. I know that's wrong, and we can make changes. But we need to stand up for our history. You know, what's Columbus got to do? I mean, when was that, Kevin? 1492?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Over 500 years ago?
Yep.
No, I don't even know what he did. I don't know why they're even against what did Columbus do? Why did they take his statue? What did he do?
Well, they're saying he came over and, you know, killed a bunch of Indians and
yeah, that's the Indian side. That's the Indians.
Well, just leave our history alone, and I wish people in the South would stand up for this and say, no, it is not coming down. Robert E. Lee is not coming down. And I wish all those people would march against taking history away from our country.
Well,
away from our country.
They say if you forget your history, you're bound to repeat it.
Yes, yes.
That's
scary.
You
guys have a wonderful day.
You too, Carl. Take care.
Thanks, right, buddy.
No problem.
You got anything else, Ken?
No, just the fact that not only are we having the 4th of July thing on Saturday night, need to let people know that I forgot about this until I saw the release this morning from the city. The July 4th Harvard Terrace Parade is at 10 o'clock again on Saturday morning.
Oh, they're going to do that?
Yeah.
Good.
And in that area, and they'll start lining up at 9:45, and motorists are advised to avoid the following intersections, and it is listed there on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and there's about six or seven of them here that you need to avoid. The parade lasts about 20 minutes or maybe a half hour.
Okay.
And it's a nice little thing. They've done it for years.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I first got here, I heard about it. What in the world is this? And I found out, you know, everybody, even the kids get out with the kids get out with their wagons and you know, their bicycles, and it's kind of a neighborhood thing, and it's, which is good. So that's going on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, just for people to remind them just to kind of avoid that area unless you want to go park your car someplace along the side there and go watch.
Yeah, very good. All right, Ken, thank you much, man.
All right, man.
And thank you for joining us, and thanks to our Party Line sponsors, too. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Compass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Johnny V's, Pepe's, and Greek's Pizzeria, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Hardesty Landscaping, and our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, and Slabby's Food and Freedom. We'll be back with more Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.